This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. I hope it's going to be a really good day. Well, it was the legend Judy Garland who once said, "If I'm such a legend, why am I so lonely?" And then she said, "Let me tell you, legends are all very well if you've got somebody around you who loves you." Now, I thought about that statement, and I think it's pretty powerful. Just because you're well known as a movie actress or have the adoration of thousands or millions of people, there's no guarantee that you won't be lonely. So today and tomorrow, I want to look at loneliness, one of the greatest problems faced right around the world. I looked in the dictionary and it says that loneliness is the condition of being lonely or a feeling of depression because of being alone. So it's the nagging pain of being detached or disconnected from others, even though we might know many other people. Now, many of us, I think, are very busy with our own schedules and plans. You know, we fill our lives with one thing after another, but we fail to establish a meaningful friendship with people. So what I'm talking about here is a connection. We don't connect with others very often. And so we talk about clients in business. I think we've become a society of clients more than colleagues and acquaintances more than friends. But you know, God says, you're not really alone. God, our Heavenly Father, is with us. He's a companion on whom we can depend. Have you ever felt all alone? I think if we were truthful, many of us, most of us feel that from time to time. And fortunately, the feeling passes, but not everyone, because there are those who constantly feel alone. They may feel no one's interested, everyone else is having fun except me. It's like being shut away or saying life has no purpose, I've got no one to share life with. I was also intrigued by reading that Mother Teresa once said, "Loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty." So loneliness is a powerful emotion. It can lead to illness or even suicide. And we think probably of those who are old as being lonely. You know, those folk in nursing homes. But then it hits those who are sick or handicapped, but it's also common among young people or married couples who are having problems communicating. They can be lonely. And that elderly person who's cut off from the family knows the isolation and the feeling of being forgotten. Healthcare professionals say people cannot live without human contact. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he wrote a book called Life Together, and he said that many people seek fellowship because they're afraid to be alone. They cannot stand loneliness, and so they're driven to the company of other people. If we fail, he said, to form human relationships, our mental and physical health is in danger. There's been an emphasis, I think, in recent years upon the individual, doing what you want to do without necessarily having family or friends around you. A young folk might be at university studying hard, and they may have a lack of friends. But God has made us to be with other people, because in Genesis 2:18 in the Old Testament we read this statement, "It is not good for man to be alone." Now that's interesting. God created us to be with people, not to be alone. And if we're cut off from other people, then we can actually lead what someone said, lives of quiet desperation. So even though we live in a crowded city, for example, many people in a big city like Sydney can experience loneliness. But there are answers. The Bible talks about Jesus who came to earth to understand how we feel. In fact, Hebrews 2:14 says, "Jesus was like us and he shared our human nature." And the scripture talks about Jesus, the high priest, who understands our condition, he understands our loneliness. And tomorrow I want to spend a little bit more time talking about that. Well, we thank you that praise belongs to you, eternal God, because everything depends on you and your word and your power to hold all things together. Keep us aware of that, because we want to trust you, Lord, through the lonely times. And we pray for those who are lonely. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.